USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Former Virginia Tech women's soccer player Kirsten Henning, who accused her coach of benching her because she wouldn't kneel during the national anthem, will reportedly receive at least $100,000 as part of an agreement to dismiss a federal lawsuit. Kirsten will receive the award as part of a settlement in the lawsuit she filed in 2021 against head coach Charles Adder on her First Amendment rights being violated. The House will dive into its first week of work Monday morning with bills to cut the Internal Revenue Service funding and investigate economic competition from China. Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, is now Speaker of the House after a lengthy election process proving democracy is alive and well in America.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking President Biden to make an emergency declaration after a series of deadly storms poured much-needed water onto the Golden State. As the National Weather Service warned, the most potent system will arrive today.
We're anticipating some very intense weather coming in, and that's the imperative that we're trying to express here, is the seriousness of purpose in terms of just being safe and being thoughtful.
The Democrat governor describes the lives lost from recent storms.
In the last 10 days, 12 people have lost their lives to these floods. 12 people. Again, more than have lost their lives, civilians, that is, to wildfires in the last 2 years.
College football's national championship game will take place this evening to determine the best in the land. Texas Christian University out of Fort Worth, Texas, and the Georgia Bulldogs will play in Los Angeles, California. Today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada is all about the latest and greatest technology and what it has to offer. But there's also a place for the flops of the year.
I'm looking at what's called the Gallery of Flops, products that came to CES in past years that actually went to market that went absolutely nowhere. You may remember the Fire Phone, the Nintendo Wii, and then a couple of things you may not have heard of that is just as well, Harley Davidson perfume and Bic perfume. Yeah, a little bit of perfume in something that looks like a Bic lighter. A very welcome addition to the Gallery of Flops. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
In Ohio, the teachers union has reached a tentative deal with the Akron Board of Education, averting a strike that was set to begin today. A news release from the school district spokesperson Mark Williamson said the deal is for 3 years. No other details of the deal were released Sunday night. It must be ratified by a union vote and also approved by the Board of Education. Nonetheless, classes will be held as scheduled on Monday. China's military said it carried out military exercises around Taiwan that focused on land and sea assaults, the second such drill in less than a month. The People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command said in a statement late Sunday that its forces had organized joint combat readiness patrols and actual combat drills in the sea and airspace around Taiwan. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.